Well, welcome after all that. Welcome. Welcome to Tome Lutheran for all of our visitors. Welcome our members. Welcome our family and friends. Welcome. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and the caregivers. Thank you for the love that you have given the world. Before we begin, I just want to highlight the change to our bulletin. If you haven't been here the last couple weeks, you will notice the bulletin has changed. We're attempting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. And that center part of the bulletin is the same every Sunday in a given season. And so we've taken everything that changes, like the prayer of the day, the different hymns, and we put them on the cover, that first page, and on the back page is the information that we changed. Or that will change in the day. So there may be a little bit of flipping back and forth, and we are open to input on this. And at the end of the service, if you can return your bulletins to the greeters table, and we will reuse that whole middle section. And of course, if you really want to take a bulletin home, you are more than welcome to do that as well. Well, friends, let us journey together. And together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. So let us begin with the words as a conclusion. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I invite all those who can stand now for our opening hymn. Knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. All desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Peace of the whole world and for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Now we're gracious and wisdom and strength.
Heaven and on earth.
In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children, and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now we invite our children forward for our children's message. How are you guys doing? Good, good. Anything special going on today? It's Mother's Day! Well, I hope that you do something special for your mom. And the church would like to donate something special to all the mothers and the caregivers out there in the world. And because flowers are a stereotypical gift you give on Mother's Day, we would like to offer poppies. They're on our free table. Yay. As a sign and a gift to, again, all the mothers out there, so for your mother. There's holes in the bottom, so it's in another cup to hold it, and then you can replant it and give it the gift. So, feel free to avail yourself of these gifts after service. But here's the question. Are you ready for the question? Okay. Does your mother love you because you're giving her a gift today? Yes. We say no. Or are you giving a gift because your mother loves you? Fair enough. I think you're giving a gift because you love your mother, because your mother loves you. She doesn't love you because you're giving her this gift. And then today, Jesus is talking about love, and it's the same thing. We are called, we're asked to love our God and love our neighbor, but we are not doing this to earn God's love. God's love But we love one another because we love God. Because God loved us. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, jump. I'll pop you from falling. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for mothers.
Thank you for mothers.
Thank you for Christ.
Thank you for Christ. Amen. Amen. Honestly, I should have brought my. See if I can find it. Well, there we go. Well, good morning, folks. So our first reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 17. Stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely spiritual you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an Unknown God. What, therefore, you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything. Since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all the peoples to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps fumble about for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. We too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, he now commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Holy wisdom, holy God.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm this morning. And a reminder, in our new bulletin format, this will be on the inside back cover. My bulletin doesn't have a page number, but if it were numbered, it would be 14. We'll be singing it responsibly today. I'll begin with the light print and ask you to respond by singing the dark print. Psalm 66.
Bless our God, your peoples. Let the sound of praise be heard.
Our God has kept us among the living and has not allowed our feet to slip.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us just as silver is tried.
You brought us into the net. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs.
You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But you brought us out into a place of refreshment.
I will enter your house with burnt offerings and will pay you my vows.
Those that I promised with my lips and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble.
I will offer you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of rams. I will give you oxen and goats.
Come and listen, all you who believe, and I will tell you what God has done for me.
I called out to God with my mouth and praised the Lord with my tongue.
If I had cherished evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me.
But in truth, God has heard me and has attended to the sound of my prayer.
Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld unfailing love from me.
Our second reading this morning is from the first letter of Peter. Now hear the word. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." This honor, then, is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, and they were destined to do. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, friends, we have another great, rich text. It's a piggyback from last week's text. We're just working our way through this chapter in John, which, as we talked about last week, is the farewell address, as it is known, of Jesus' disciples. We're on the night of Maundy Thursday, and we have these texts now, because Jesus is talking about that time after he leaves, after he is killed and resurrected, but before he returns again. And this is the exact moment we find ourselves in as a church. This is our moment in world history. And this is why we get this pre-Easter text in the Easter season. Because it's about us now. And the commandment that Jesus is talking about, if you recall from Monday, Thursday, the new commandment, is not really a new commandment, but it's a simple commandment. Love one another. It sounds simple, doesn't it? I know someone that we used to say when you learn chess, right, it's an easy game to learn, a really difficult game to master. And this is the Christian life, right? Very simple rule here. Folks, love one another. The application of that is hard, I know. But we have a lifetime to work on. And then Jesus introduces us the concept of today, and it's a pre-Pentecostal service. We will have Pentecost in a couple weeks. But he says the advocate, he will send the advocate. And for our lawyers in the room, and no lawyer jokes allowed, this is the definition or the legal term for a lawyer in the ancient world, the advocate, the paraclete. It is the one who comes alongside you to represent you. And we are told that that spirit is coming. Well, that spirit is also in you. And maybe our question today that I don't have much time to unpack, but is, are we listening? If the Spirit has been sent to help and to guide and to guide the church, are we listening? And how does the church listen? And in our tradition, we call this discernment. We gather together and discern. And Jesus gives us an encouragement. That the commandment is to love, and we go out in love. The more we love, the more we will be able to discern the Spirit. The more will be revealed to us. There's another passage in the gospel where Jesus says, the measure you measure will be the measure you are given. And so, I know we get uncomfortable when Jesus says, keep my commandments. And if you keep it, then the revelation will follow. But maybe so. Jesus isn't talking about going to heaven or going to hell, right? In this passage, he's talking about how we receive the revelation of the Spirit. And the path is, the more you love, the more you measure out your life, the more you may be able to give. But remember, friends, as always, God's love is unconditional. God's presence is here. God is in you. Jesus even said that. I am in the Father, I am in you, you in me. That is always grace and love and mercy. That is always like the mother who loves you. It is not based on what you do. But if you want to enter into a deeper relationship with your mother, then love is the reciprocal action. But the table is always ready. God's love is always here. And with that, I should say amen and end the sermon. But allow me just a few more moments. Because we're talking about the Spirit discerning, and I want to raise an issue, or raise, not be contextualize an issue, not an issue. I can't talk today, folks. But your council is going on retreat. I want to mention that. Why? And you're going to get tired of hearing me say this. I've also written an article in our newsletter about this, so if you want to go deeper, I recommend that. But we all know a great blessing is coming to this community. The is our mortgage. It's going to get paid off at the end of the year. And hopefully we'll have some celebrations, some bonfires, and some burnings. But then the really important question, what do we do with that money? What do we do with the blessing we've been given? And it seems to me there's potentially two roads that we can go down. And again, I read this on the newsletter. I don't want to repeat it all. But we can sit back and relax and say all the bills are paid off and we got this money and I don't have to give anymore and we can just coast to retirement. Lots. And maybe you've all done that at some point in our lives. Near the end of your workforce or that job, and you just kind of coast into it. At the prison, we called it retired while on duty. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. However, also, if we just decide to coast and let that money just go to pay the lights, pay the bill, pay the power, eventually that money will run out. However, and I'm really excited about this, we can discern together what new mission, what new ministry, what new life, what does our community do that we already do that we can double down with. We have some funds now. We can launch a new ministry, a new mission. We could do great things. We can, if I borrow a boxing analogy, punch way above our weight. And so your council is going on a retreat, and hopefully together we can discern with some leaders where our passions are, where our gifts are, where our vision is. And this is but the beginning of a larger conversation. And as I've said, you're probably going to get really tired of me talking about this. But intention and purpose and dreams are what we do together. And our mission is pretty clear. The world's on fire right now, right? And we're called to love our neighbors and to love God. And it's my personal vision, and I hope it's yours too, that Atonement is a place of genuine spiritual encounter and genuine human encounter, both of which are in short supply in this world and will be in short supply in years to come. And yet, we have something to offer our community. So friends, with courageous love, with courageous vision, let us, as a church, dream together, pray together, vision together, and do great things together. We have a gift. Let us use it to the maximum. And so my ask, hold us in your prayer this week. We will be traveling down, all the way down to Yaha. Long journey. But hold us in your prayer. Hold yourself in prayer too, because you are all part of this discerning process. And then, as I said, this is but the beginning of a discussion. So join in the discussion. Join in the vision. Let us be bold. Let us be loving. Let us go out into the world with the love of God. The love that is always here on this table, poured out for us as we come and eat of this one meal, so that we can go out and feed the world in need. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. God of new life, you call us through the waters of baptism to be in relationship with you and one another. Guide the church and its leaders to proclaim Christ's righteousness throughout the world. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You create the world and all that is in it. Shelter budding plants and young animals, provide unpolluted habitats and clean water, and raise up stewards for the environment. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You set civil servants in the places where we live. Instill truth and equity among judges and lawyers, gentleness and courage among first responders, and peace among leaders of towns and nations. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You provide comfort in times of trouble. Heal those who are sick. Shelter any who are unhoused. Feed those undernourished, and accompany and console all who are lonely, bereaved, anxious, or ill. Especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Steve, Jerry Ann, Sabine, Sandy, Barbara, Kenny, Verna, Diane, Christy, Veronica, Toby. We also pray for our Hope Team family, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. We pray for victims of war and violence. We pray also for victims of natural disasters, both in our nation and around the world. We pray for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You are love, and you desire that we love one another. As a mother hen cares for her chicks, bless all who provide motherly care in our lives and inspire us to care for one another. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of new life, your steadfast love endures forever. Inspire us by the example of the faithful departed who clung to your promises of life, forgiveness of sins, and salvation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. And I invite us all to come back together. Please stand for our offering hymn. Table before us, a glimpse of the great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ is dying. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and the Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
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 Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all here has a simple definition. All means all, which means all, which means all. If you are with us today or not with us today, all also includes all of you. And you are all invited to come forward to this table. In a few moments, the ushers will count, will indicate which side starts, particularly the side to start with this side. We ask you to fill in our communion rail from right to left. And you may receive communion either standing or kneeling, whatever is most appropriate and comfortable for you. Only come with your hand extended, and the bread will be given to you. And we have a gluten-free loaf so that we can all eat of the one loaf. And then when the wine comes around, you reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. And if you want to come and only receive a blessing, come with your arms folded, and I will say a prayer over you. But know that Christ is here for us all, and you are all welcome. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to seek peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nation. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And friends, we pause just now for some brief announcements, and we just want to remind the poppies on the table. If you're a mother, a caregiver, go have one on us. And if you'd like to take a poppy to one of those people, they're there. Secondly, just a reminder, no one's going to be in the office till Wednesday afternoon, maybe Thursday morning. So we'll all be down south. Keep us in our prayers. And Darcy has an announcement.
So I'd like to invite anybody who is free either immediately after worship today or, not immediately, you can have coffee first, or tomorrow between about 10-ish and 1-ish. There are 8 quilt tops that have been put together by the Atonement Quilting Group. And Marion used to coordinate the tying of those quilts so they are actually quilts instead of just tops. We're going to try and get those 8 done so they can be distributed to whomever needs them. So if there are a couple of people who can help arrange the room downstairs after worship today, and then we could use several people, like 6-ish, who would be available between 10 and 1 tomorrow to help tie quilts. It's a simple process. Anybody can do it, and instruction will be provided by, I encourage you to come. Thanks.
And just a reminder to everyone, I will stop saying this in a few weeks, but our communion bread that has been left has been taken to our fellowship table. The best thing, the most reverent thing that we can do with this bread is to eat it. And to eat it as a community is there at the table. And then, briefly, I'm going to make a personal announcement after the service. So if you don't yet, just hang tight for that. With that being said, let us prepare ourselves for the blessing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God Almighty, who is the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, and the Spirit, our advocate in peace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Christ, we trust.
being given a second to cut the live Zoom feed because I don't want this going on YouTube. So, and I know that raises a lot of anxiety, so let me just remind you all that I'm not going anywhere. I love being the pastor. I had a conference, the bishop asked me one time, what do I do if I weren't a pastor here? And I said, I'd go work at the surf shop.
All right.
He said, why the surf shop? I said, without missing a beat, easy, store discount. But now that that's, the anxiety level is down, some tender news though. I did inform the church council of this back in February. It was in the council minutes, and I had hoped that people would read it, and then there'd be talk and communication and gossip, and you were all too good of Lutherans for that. So if this is news to you, and this is the first time you're hearing this, I deeply apologize for that. I've been putting this off for too many weeks. But long story short, Jen and I have separated and are filing for a divorce, or have filed. She is actively making plans to move back to Washington, and that move may occur sooner than later. This is sad. I wanted to reassure everyone that we continue to be good friends, trying to support ourselves in this next part of our journey. And it won't be the last time you'll see her. She bought a car recently, and the free maintenance is down here, so she'll be back every couple months to get her oil changed. And we are parting on good friends, as good friends, on good terms. And that both makes it more, it makes it easier and harder, right? But I appreciate everyone's support, everyone's love and compassion, and I appreciate how well you have carried this, and ask you that you continue to uphold the privacy of us, the two of us, and hold us in your prayers.